In the Middle East, a month has passed since Israel and the Palestinians agreed to a U.S.-mediated truce, but the signs are increasing that the ceasefire will not take hold. Tensions were heightened again this past week as Palestinian gunmen shot dead two Jewish settlers. The Israeli army responded in the city of Hebron with one of its heaviest assaults in months. Palestinians said about 20 people were wounded. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says the army will resume a policy of immediate response to Palestinian attacks. However, as the violence escalated, diplomatic efforts continued. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres arrived in Cairo today for talks with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is also scheduled to meet Mubarak. Joining us now from Jerusalem is NPR's Jennifer Ludden. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Leanne.
Have the Israelis and the Palestinians actually written off now the chance for a ceasefire?
Well, I think each side has been reluctant to do so quite so bluntly. But we did hear Israel's defense minister, Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, this week say that, look, we are not going to keep taking our kids every day to funerals and say thank you. He said this era has ended. Now, each side is continuing to blame the other for why it hasn't worked. Israel says it's given Arafat, Yasser Arafat, names of dozens of militants it says are involved in planning bomb attacks. But Arafat's arrested only a few of them. Israeli officials also fault Arafat for failing to condemn attacks when they do happen. Palestinians, on the other hand, say Israel hasn't done what it could to kind of ease tensions, that it's maintained a siege on parts of the West Bank and Gaza, and that it's continued its policy of assassinating militants it says are planning attacks. Now, the key dispute remains as well, which is Israel's demand for an extended period of absolute quiet, no attacks. Analysts on both sides say this really is not realistic. And it's led the Palestinians to charge that Israel simply isn't interested in a ceasefire because it would then have to make the political concessions in the next phase of things, namely, which would be freezing settlement construction in the occupied territories.
Jennifer, there are also reports this past week that the Israeli army has a plan to reoccupy Palestinian areas and actually drive out Yasser Arafat. Are these reports credible?
Well, one spokesman to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon confirmed there is an option, a contingency plan of the armies to reoccupy parts of West Bank and Gaza. The reports that we've seen cited here and there in defense journals mainly say that they've seen security documents that describe a massive one-month assault, 30,000 Israeli troops invading. The predictions are hundreds of Israeli casualties, thousands of Palestinian casualties, with the stated aim to disarm or kill or detain tens of thousands of armed Palestinian police and security officers and militia members. The people seem to be behind these attacks. And as you said, the overall aim to force out Arafat and his circle of ministers. Now, Israeli ministers repeatedly deny these plans, and Shimon Peres in Cairo denied it again today. And analysts on both sides say even merely leaking such an idea has a political aim of putting pressure on Arafat. So it's impossible to say really how serious the plan is.
But if Arafat were to be forced out, I mean, what would happen?
This is a very big debate right now among Israelis. We have seen over the past 9 months a campaign, Israeli campaign, to demonize Arafat, to say, look, this is the terrorist we had to deal with in the 70s and the 80s. He's not changed. Comparisons to Osama bin Laden. Officials say we can't deal with this man. It's clear he doesn't want to negotiate a deal. No peace is possible. We've got to wait for the next generation. Now, there are counters to this. Foreign Minister Shimon Peres has led the counter image that, look, this is not in Israel's best interest. We must continue negotiating. This week, we also saw the outgoing U.S. Ambassador Martin Indyk join in, saying that anyone who would replace Arafat could well be more radical. It could be a leader of one of the militant groups like Hamas or Islamic Jihad.
Any hope for today's meetings in Cairo?
Well, Foreign Minister Shimon Peres has said, look, war is not an option. The peace process is not over. He's clearly trying to counter some of the increasingly heated rhetoric. I think contacts in general are seen as a good thing. If you're talking, there is a history here that there's less action on the ground. But so far, there's no concrete indication of a change in either side's political position or what it wants to see from the other side.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem. Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Thank you.